Greetings, this is Chris Ullman, and thanks for your interest in Find Your Whistle, Simple Gifts Touch Hearts and Change Lives. I wrote this book to entertain and inspire people, entertain with lots of sweet and crazy stories of my nearly 50 years of whistling, stories that will hopefully make you laugh, cry, and yell, "No way!" And nestled within the stories, hopefully you'll find inspiration to find your whistle, that simple gift you can use to touch hearts and change lives. So let's jump right in. Here's what I saw when I first walked into the Oval Office to serenade President George W. Bush. Our pace slowed as we greeted the president's assistant seated outside the curved door to the Oval, as insiders call it. Our conversation ceased. We were told the president was ready to see us. Mitch, my boss, walked in first and I a step behind. At that moment, I caught my first close-up view of George W. Bush, the 43rd President of the United States of America, leaning back in his chair, feet on his desk, unlit cigar in his hand. Only then did I fully realize how freaky this whole thing was. At his first glimpse of Mitch and me, the President dislodged his feet from his desk, jumped up, and moved swiftly to greet us. "Do you need some water? Do you want to sit or stand?" the President asked as he shook my hand. "What do whistlers need?" "Mr. President, nice to meet you. I'm fine, ready to go." "How'd you learn to whistle?" "My father taught me when I was 5 years old." Without hesitation, he moved back to his desk, took out a note card and said, "I'm going to write a review for your father when you're done." He sat down, put his feet up back on the desk, leaned back, and asked me to whistle a few tunes for him. When I'm not whistling for presidents and other big-wig politicians, Wall Street financiers, or special needs children, you can find me whistling Happy Birthday for 400 friends and family every year. Here's one time that serenading a friend on her birthday was especially exciting and risky. The plane had just left the gate, rumbling toward the runway. Turkish Air headed from Istanbul to Hong Kong. My body was still adjusting to the radical time change, so I was eager to close my eyes for a few hours. My cell phone vibrated. It was my wife, Kristen, asking if I had whistled for Becky's birthday. Becky is our babysitter Rocky's mother. "Ah, we're about to take off." "Well, if you like date night, you better whistle for her." I scanned the business class cabin and saw no flight attendants about. Even they were buckled in. The restroom was 10 feet away. I unbuckled and was inside the bathroom in seconds. Speed dial got me to the U.S. quickly, and thankfully, Becky's voicemail picked up. No time for chit-chat. I delivered a swift and lively happy birthday, flushed for effect, and made it back to my seat as the nose wheels left the ground. Tragedy narrowly averted. Date night lives on. In this next excerpt, I describe a gala fundraiser that my wife Kristen and I attended in support of an organization called Jubilee, which helps people with mental and physical challenges. We were invited by a wonderful family whose son, Preston, benefits from the services provided by Jubilee. One of the ways Preston communicates is through whistling, which is how we met. As Chris and I made our way through the crowd, I knew I was in the right place. This wasn't a typical hoity-toity Washington party of just the beautiful, powerful, and well-connected. At those parties, you don't see people with Down syndrome, others in wheelchairs, or folks like Preston who need aides by their side. Once again, I was reminded of how segregated our society is. It's not just blacks and whites who very much live and socialize apart from each other, though I see some progress in these areas. The able-bodied and disabled are also very much segregated. Amidst the mob of Jubilee supporters, we finally found Preston and his family. Kathy, his mom, always so gracious and quick with a smile and a hug, Preston and his dad, decked out in bow ties, as was I. I hugged Preston and met his caregiver, Rebecca. Preston and I whistled a little for each other, and I looked into his eyes and he smiled. Then a precious thing happened. Preston reached for my hand and simply held it. He was now flanked on his right by Rebecca and on his left by me. I'd never experienced something like this before. I kept assuming he would let go, but he didn't. Holding hands with men at parties isn't my thing. Heck, holding hands with women who aren't my wife or daughters at parties isn't my thing either. There we were, the 52-year-old PR guy and the 30-year-old wordless, handicapped man, holding hands amidst a sea of people who were spending their evening and their money celebrating the beauty and dignity of all of God's children, regardless of ability. It took me a little while to get comfortable, but I did, and it was nice. It was a simple way for us to communicate, to show our caring and love. Finally, one fun thing I do in the book is feature 10 people whose metaphorical whistles have touched my heart. The goal is to give readers a better sense of the different types of whistles that people have. This excerpt is about my mom, Fran Ullman, whose whistle is empathy. In our kitchen growing up hung a plaque. Great Spirit, grant that I may not criticize my neighbor until I have walked a mile in his moccasins. That well captures my mother's spirit of empathy, which pervades her thoughts and deeds. It's as if her own challenging childhood gave her a window into the hidden struggles that so many of us have. When my sister and I complained of annoying grade school classmates, Mom's response was universally, "Be nice to them. They have problems at home." Though the response itself was frustrating to a preteen seeking validation of grievances, over time it seeped into my soul. Today, when I show compassion to someone in need, it's my mom's heart and love I'm channeling. Her empathy is so simple, but so mind-bogglingly deep. It comes from a complex place I will never fully comprehend. It manifests itself in ways that are obvious and devoid of rationale, as pure love should be. It is instinctual, joyous. Because of her, I try hard to ask questions and listen to the answers. I've learned to extend a hand rather than a finger. I've seen that the journey is better if the shoes I'm wearing aren't always mine. Thanks for listening. I hope I've wet your whistle, and you'll check out my book. Have a happy day.